Chapter 26, Difficult People. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16, verse 15. Discontent. In my dream I saw that Christian and Faithful were still busily talking about everything they had experienced on the way. By the way, did you see that beautiful house on the hill? Christian asked. It is on the side where you met Moses. Yes, I saw it, Faithful nodded. There were also lions lying in front of it, but I think they slept, for it was around noon. I did not go to that house, for the day was not nearly past. I walked past the porter and then went down the hill. Oh, I know that, Christian said. The porter told me that he saw you passing by. Too bad you did not ask him if you could come into the house. You should have seen what was inside. You would not have forgotten it until the day of your death. But you went on and also came into the Valley of Humiliation. Did you meet anybody there? Yes, I met a man whose name was Discontent. He walked up to me and told me to go back. It is good for nothing to go through this valley. Good for nothing? I asked, surprised. No, he said. There is no one there that honors you, no one that thinks you are important. And if you go anyway, you will offend all your friends, like pride, arrogancy, self-conceit, world glory, and many others. You can be sure they will be angry with you when they hear you want to plod through this valley. Christian said, Discontent tried his best to keep you out of the valley. What did you answer him? Faithful replied, I told him, you want to make me afraid of arrogancy, pride, and all those other old friends, do you not? But they are not my friends anymore. In the past they were. They are even related to me. But when I began my journey, they wanted to have nothing to do with me anymore. Still, you should not go through this valley, Discontent said. There is no honor to obtain by traveling through this valley. Then I told him he was not allowed to talk about the Valley of Humiliation in this way. I said, you always want to be honored greatly. You want to be great and important. But that is not correct, Discontent. You first must go through this valley. Not until after will you receive the honor. Oh, beware. Pride goes before a fall. If you think carefully, you know it to be true, too. So I am not going to listen to you. I am just going through the valley. Explanation. Most of the time we are pleased when everyone thinks we are good. If we think we are good, too, we become proud. The Lord wants us to be humble. Then we know we deserve nothing. When we are discontented, we are not humble at all. Also, a child of the Lord can sometimes be discontented. Just think of Jonah in Nineveh. We can suddenly meet this discontentment on our journey. How necessary it is that we travel through the valley of humiliation. A bold man, shame. Did you meet more people in the valley? Christian asked. Yes, Faithful answered. I met a man whose name is Shame. But this man received the wrong name. He was a bold man. He should be ashamed of himself. What did he do? He was very contrary. He would not let me go with all his talk, even when I told him that I wanted to continue my journey. I have never experienced that before. But what did he tell you? He talked very negatively about the service of the Lord. Serving God, he said, that is foolish work. Dignified people do not serve God. I wanted to argue with him, but he quickly added, you make a problem of everything. This is not allowed, and that is not allowed. You must always be careful that you say nothing wrong. And when you really want to do something, then God does not allow it. Ridiculous. Did he say that? Yes. And after that, he questioned, why do you not enjoy your freedom, just like the great and important people of our time? There is no one who wants to live like that anymore. You let all the pleasures pass by. If you could benefit by that, that is one thing, but you get nothing in return. He also wanted to tell me that all travelers are but poor wretches. According to him, no one cares about them, and they are all foolish. There is not one among them who attend a normal school. Do you really want to belong to them? He asked. Shocked, Christian shook his head. How does that man dare say these things? I do not know either, but he said much more. What else did he say? He said, during a sermon, you sometimes just sit there sighing and crying. And this often continues at home. You should not do that. Immediately he added, and do you know what I also find strange with you? If you did something bad to each other, you immediately ask, will you forgive me, please? You do not need to ask for forgiveness for everything, do you? And I also find it ridiculous that you always return what you took from others. There is nothing wrong with keeping something little. I could not say anything, for he just talked and talked and talked. Religion really is something for foolish, poor people, he said. I do not understand that you want to belong to them. Everyone thinks it is shame. Shame also thought, we hate the great and rich of the earth. If those important people do something wrong, you immediately start complaining. May they not make a mistake at times? But shame knew that rich people sometimes come to us too. He found that strange. Rich and poor people do not belong together, he said. It is a shame. What would normal people think of this? That is quite something, Christian stated. What did you answer him? At first, I did not know what to say. I felt my face blush with shame. That is how good a talker he is. But then I suddenly thought, this man wants to be high and important. And everything which is esteemed high with people is an abomination in God's sight. God hates all this high ado. Also, I suddenly noticed that he only talked about what people think. I never heard him once say anything about God and his word. I also had to think of the last day of the world. Then God will judge us. Then he will tell us whether our life was good or bad. And then it is not really important what Mr. Shame thinks about God's children. Then another thought came in my mind. After all, what God says is the best, even though all people are against it. What does it actually matter what Shame's opinion is? The people he thinks are ridiculous and foolish are the ones God loves. God knows they live a careful life because they love him. Who is richer now, a poor man who loves Christ, or the richest man of the world who hates him? That poor man. Suddenly I became angry and called to Shame, get away here, enemy of my salvation. Do you think I want to listen to you? That would be a great sin against my Lord. I am not ashamed of his children. Neither am I ashamed about how we live. We may be poor now, but after we will be eternally rich and happy. But Shame was really a bold enemy. I could hardly get rid of him. He began to act very friendly and whispered all kinds of things in my ears. People who serve God are by no means always good people, he said softly. He tried whatever he could to draw me away from the Lord. In the end, I said, "You can try whatever you like, but I will keep serving the Lord. For you, it is worthless, but for me, it is everything. For only in this way will I obtain eternal glory." Finally, I got rid of this rude guest. Then I sat on the hill, singing for a while. The trials that those men do meet withal, that are obedient to the heavenly call, are manifold and suited to the flesh, and come and come and come again afresh. That now or sometime else we by them may be taken, overcome, and cast away, oh, let the pilgrims then be vigilant and quit themselves like men. Brother, Christian said, I am glad you withstood this bold man. You bravely went against him. It is true what you said. This man has a wrong name. His name is Shame, but he is bold. He keeps following us in the streets, and he hopes we will be ashamed to fear God. He himself is ashamed of nothing. Otherwise, he would not act like this. Let us keep up our guard against him. Even though he is very bold, we must not listen to him. Faithful nodded and said, We do need God in this. Let us continually ask if he is willing to help us. Only then we will gain the victory. That is true, Christian said. But did you not meet any others in the valley? No. Not on the rest of the way. It was quiet, and the sun shone. That was nice for you. With me, it was different. I had a long and dangerous battle with the foul enemy called Apollyon in that valley. I truly thought he would squeeze me to death, especially when he threw me onto the ground, and I lost my sword. He already yelled that he had won. But I cried to the Lord, and he heard me and saved me out of all my troubles. After that, I came into the valley of the shadow of death. The first part of it was completely dark. Again, I thought I had to die. But finally, the sun arose, and it became day. From then on, it was much easier and quieter on the way. Explanation. Faithful met Shame. Maybe you know him too. He lives in the heart of all people. Think about praying before your meal when others are around. How shame can cause troubles in your heart. Also, people who fear the Lord can be bothered by it. They too sometimes think, What would other people think of me? How good it is then to think about the last day. Then God will judge us. It is much more important that God has good thoughts of us than people. Just think of Daniel's friends.